How's that spelt? Coundon. That's right, isn't it? It's ON at the end, not EN, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And your postcode, if you can remember it. Just the first part will do.
That's CV26.
Okay, thanks. Now I want to ask you for your views on various aspects of living here. First of all, public transport. Is the public transport system adequate for you?
Well, it's hard to say. When I've used it, it's been fine, but I don't use it all that often. I cycle to work every day, and that's usually how I get around in my free time too. So I'm not sure I can comment really on that particular issue.
No improvements to suggest then?
No, I don't have enough experience to do that.
Okay, now sports facilities. Do you do much sport?
Yes, I do. It's my main interest outside work, and I've got no criticisms there.
Oh.
As soon as I arrived, I joined a cricket club. A friend back home who'd lived here for a while told me about it, and I've made lots of friends there already.
Apart from that, do you think there are enough facilities?
Yes, as far as I can see. I use the public swimming pool regularly. I've found some very good tennis courts, and the fitness centre is fine too. I've been able to carry on doing all the sports I'm used to doing at home.
What about entertainment? Is this adequately provided, or is the city lacking in something?
Well, coming from a pretty small town, I've been amazed at what's on offer here. There are so many things to choose from in the evenings and at weekends. I don't think I'll have time to go everywhere I'd like to while I'm here. I've already been to some excellent restaurants. I've been to the cinema a few times. I've been to all sorts of places. There seem to be loads of things to do.
What about cleanliness and litter? Do you have any views on that?
Well, to be honest, I've been pretty surprised about that. Before I came, for some reason, I'd had the impression that it would be a pretty dirty place, certainly compared with where I'm from. You know, I was expecting a crowded city with litter and rubbish all over the place. And sure, there is some litter, and it could all be a bit cleaner, but actually, it's not at all bad in that respect.
Okay. And now, what about crime and the police force? What are your views on that aspect of life in this city?
Well, I haven't been here long enough to form much of a view. A colleague at work had her car broken into and some things stolen, and she reported it to the police, but there wasn't much they could do about it, apart from give her a crime number so that she could claim on her insurance. I don't know how common that sort of thing is here. Nothing's happened to me so far, that's all I can say. Perhaps I've just been lucky, or perhaps crime isn't a major problem, I don't know. But there's crime everywhere, isn't there? All over the world, and in the countryside, as well as cities.
Okay, well, I've got all the information I need for the survey, and I've ticked the right boxes. Thanks for taking the time to answer the questions.
No problem.
Track 2. Unit 1. You will hear an interviewer asking a member of the public for his views on the city. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello. We're conducting a survey about what people think of this city. I wonder, would you mind answering a few questions?
I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Well, it won't take long. Just a couple of minutes of your time.
Well, okay, but I haven't been living here for long, so I might not be able to answer some of your questions.
That's not a problem. We're looking for views from a range of people. Could I just get a few details first?
Okay, I guess.
Well, first of all, which age group do you fit into? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 50?
I'm 28, so that's the middle one of those. What was it? 25 to 34?
Yes.
Okay, that's me.
The man is aged 28, and in the 25 to 34 age group. So 25 to 34 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as you will not hear the recording a second time.
Hello. We're conducting a survey about what people think of this city. I wonder, would you mind answering a few questions?
I'm in a bit of a hurry.
Well, it won't take long. Just a couple of minutes of your time.
Well, okay, but I haven't been living here for long, so I might not be able to answer some of your questions.
That's not a problem. We're looking for views from a range of people. Could I just get a few details first?
Okay, I guess.
Well, first of all, which age group do you fit into? 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 50.
I'm 28, so that's the middle one of those. What was it? 25 to 34?
Yes.
Okay, that's me.
And how long have you been living in this city?
I've only been here for 3 weeks, and it's my first experience of this country at all. I've come here to work on a 6-month contract.
Right. So it's all pretty new for you.
Yes. I'm still getting used to it.
Right. So where did you live previously?
I'm from New Zealand. I lived there all my life before I came to Britain.
Oh, really? I haven't met anybody else from your country before.
No? Well, there are a few of us here.
Okay. Perhaps I'll meet some more while I'm doing this. Now, the next question is occupation. Did you say you came here for work?
Yes, that's right. I'm a lawyer.
Oh.
My firm has sent me here to gain some experience of practicing law in an international context. So I'm here to learn, really.
Sounds very interesting.
Yes, I'm already learning a lot. Things are very different here from back at home.
Mm. Now, what area of the city are you living in?
I'm in an apartment in Waterfall Road. That's in Cowden.
Oh, okay. Let's